Oh, we had horse racing and foot racing, and well, we had pretty near everything that the people knew about.
Now, where would you race the horses?
Front Street.
Right down Front Street, yeah. Eh? What sort of horses were they? Were they the pack horses or
no.
wagon horses?
I had a pony and a small mare in one race.
Did you?
And when they shot the gun, she jumped the length of a horse ahead of the rest of them, and she went right away from under the feller. He sat down, and she came through 100 feet or more ahead of the rest, and she seemed to know where she turned up in front of the NC store and in there. And so I didn't bother going looking for the mare, but I wanted to know what happened to the boy.
Well, where would they start? Where did they have the starting post?
They started down here.
By the hospital?
Just about where, below the Klondike Hotel.
Oh.
And ran up there.
How far would that be about? Maybe a mile?
Oh, no. It wouldn't. It would be close to a half a mile.
Half a mile. How many horses would start?
Oh, about 8 sometimes.
Was there lots of heavy betting going on?
Well, I don't know.
You don't?
I wasn't in that bunch.
Uh-huh. But I suppose they would.
But there was some betting.
Right down Front Street. Wow. Were you here the 4th of July when they shot off all the guns and they thought that there was a riot or something?
No, I wasn't.
And then they had pack races to the dome, didn't they?
Oh, there were lots of pack horses here.
Uh-huh.
The Gartlett boys had mules for packing.
Oh, yeah.
And they done lots of packing.
Well, then, did the men used to put on packs on their back and go up the dome, one thing
or
another?
Oh, yes. They...
Oh. Were some of them pretty good?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I never run around very much.
Mm-hmm.
Most generally busy.
Yeah. Where was your mining property, or were you up the creeks more? Were you up the creeks more?
Yes.
Oh. And is that where you raised your family up there?
Yes, oh. And of course I got through mining, and we lived up at Bear Creek for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I worked for the company,
mm-hmm.
about 20 years or more.
Were you around Grand Forks very much?
Yes.
What was it like when it was really big?
Well, all at once it was quite a city. And, it was quite a thriving place.
Were the hotels quite nice there? Did they have nice furniture and things?
Some of them did.
They did, eh? Wow. And there were about, 10,000 people there, were there?
Oh, not that many, I don't think. About 4,000.
Oh, I see, when you were there.
Yes.
Were you up there when they staked Gold Hill?
Yeah, I was one of them that staked Gold Hill.
Did you? Well, and it sat there for about 2 years before anybody staked it, didn't they?
Yes. I had one of the largest claims.
When did you stake Gold Hill?
I staked Gold Hill about a year or so after the first party stake.
Did you? Oh. But it was good ground, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a good ground. Spotted.
Oh, yeah. And I suppose the whole hill was staked then, was it?
Oh, yes, it was all staked. Mm-hmm. We bought a claim, my partner and I, and I sank a hole that was in the side hill. First hole, I guess, was 25, 30 feet. But we couldn't raise better than 4 bits in a pan.
Oh.
Well, that wasn't good enough.
No.
So I went up the hill, oh, 75 feet or so, and sank another one. And I rocked the first 10 buckets, and I got $81. It was 8 buckets. So it went a little over $10 a bucket, these little wooden buckets.
And that's where you stayed?
And that was pretty good. And I rocked it and put it out in a pan and let out a yell. And everybody came and well, in 2 weeks after that, it was dangerous to go around there at night.
Oh.
So many holes.
Oh. Everybody was
That started them the second time.
Some really big money came out of Gold Hill, didn't it? Some really big money came out of Gold Hill, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, uh-huh. It was lots of...
Did you know some of the men that made it big cleanups on Gold Hill? Whatever became of them, do you know?
Well, we didn't... no one by the name, hardly, mostly nicknames, so...
What were some of the nicknames? What were some of the nicknames? Do you remember some of the names they had?
Oh, remember them and be correct.
When you were first married, where did you have your first home, Mr. Corbeau? Where did Mrs. Corbeau live when you were first married?
Gold Run.
At Gold Run?
Yes.
Oh, and you built a cabin there? Was she the only woman there?
We bought the claim.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And... we paid $40,000 for it and took it out of the ground and paid him.
Right out of the claim?
Yeah.
It was a good one, eh?
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
24.
24?
Yeah.
Low discovery, eh? Who'd you buy it from? Was it an early staker you bought it from? Who did you buy it from?
The fellow by the name of Hammer. And he staked it the time the rush was.
Did he? 98, eh?
And I staked number 8 on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd probably about 6 months after the rush.
That'd be like in the spring then of 99, eh?
Yeah.
98 or 99? 99 was that then? Oh, I guess it would be, wouldn't it?
I think that's pretty close to being right.
Yeah.
She's 97 and 99. I think that was pretty close to.
And how did you manage for furnishings and things for your little house for Mrs. Corbo? What was it like?
Well, she came there as cook for, we had a sawmill, little Jerkwater.
Yeah.
I took orders from the men, you know, that wanted lumber for sluice lumber. We only sawed for sluice lumber
and
what you'd need for the house. Mm-hmm. And that way we didn't have to pay any for the logs, you see. Because we were allowed to, for the miners, they didn't have to pay any royalty for lumber or for the work done on the claims.
Oh. So you built your own house there then?
Yes. Well, so we built a house. We had little lumber left, and we built a house out of lumber. Mm-hmm. I guess it was the only one on Gold Run. Rest was logs.
Oh, I see. Were there quite a few other women up there?
Oh, yes.
Were there?
Yes. Enough for a little dance once in a while.
Well, did you have your little parties and things?
Yeah.
Well, when would you do this? Were you busy all summer, or when did you have your parties and your games and sports?
Mostly in the winter.
In the winter, eh? Well, how did you travel from house to house? Did you use dogs then? Did you use dog teams for traveling? Did you use dogs for traveling? Or did you just use snowshoes?
That's for miners, I suppose, too. Because there were a lot of sawmills around, you know.
Were there?
And they tried to stop us from sawing, you see. And the freighters, they wanted that hauling it over there, you see. So I went and saw the mining inspector there. He told me, he says, they can't touch you, John. You're living up to the law right along. I'm watching you too. Mm-hmm. So you're all right. And
Then when Millie came along, was she born up there too?
We went outside. She was born outside.
Oh, was she? Oh.
In Tacoma.
Oh, yes. Then she was just a little girl when she came back in here, though, was she?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you have a school up there? Did you go back to Gold Run when you came back?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because I'd sold out to the companies, you see, the dredges began to come in.
Well, when was that now, when the dredges started to take over?
Probably that was in 10.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then there weren't too many little operators after that, eh? The companies, the dredges just kept moving in.
A little bit on Dominion, but it didn't amount to much.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to work awfully hard, Mr. Corbo, to get that gold out?
No.
It wasn't too hard, eh?
After you get it opened up, sink the shaft, so on, it was work all right. But it wasn't bad if you laid out right.
Mm-hmm. You had to do all your own thawing, though, and everything, didn't
yeah.
you? How did you go about doing the thawing?
Well, we had to have a boiler, mm-hmm. And steam, and we made points. These people downtown, they made some points, you know, with holes here, there, in the front, you know, but they'd all plug up.
Yeah.
So I was having quite a bit of trouble to get them in. So I asked a fellow that was looking after the boiler, I says, shut off the steam and pull down your fire, because I'm going downtown and have a point made. So I had a point made with about the size of a lead pencil, a hole in the center. And when I come back, the man we bought the boiler from was a doctor and some mechanic of some kind. I forget now just what it was. And he was making a point with a bar going through the pipe and chiseling it out.
Oh, yeah.
And he was there to try it when, he says, I won't try it. He says, you've got the right thing. And I says, you keep on, you might improve that too. No, he says, you got the right thing. He says, are you going to patent it? And I says, no, it's for everybody. Uh-huh. If I was you, I'd patent it, he says. Well, I says, I'd have a hard time of getting a patent. It was so long mm-hmm. that wouldn't want to. But I could have sold the patent to him or let him patent it, because mm-hmm. he was a Canadian, you see. Mm-hmm. And so went on that way. But mine would plug up too. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, so I took the hacksaw. There were square points, you know, about that big in the end, you see, in the hole. But I took and cut off one corner and a hacksaw and sawed down.
Made it slanting, eh?
And slit about that far.
Mm-hmm, about an inch of it.
So that slit was open, and steam would clean it out. So you couldn't hardly plug them anymore.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that there hole was like that, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Yeah.
So it was easy to shove out. And then I was fixed.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd thaw and then shovel it out, would you?
Yeah.
And then build it up?
We'd thaw for about 10, 12 hours. And it took us, with these last points I made, I could a rifle barrel was first one.
Is that what you used? For
yeah.
Oh.
And I had loaned my rifle to a fellow that went over to Dominion. I had one of the first rifles that come out with black powder.
Oh.
And so, but he left it in the wagon box, you know, and it was a big rain, and when he came the next day, the rifle was laying in that water, and he didn't take care of it. And so that was the barrel I used for...
Your steam point.
Yeah.
Worked hard.
So the gun was spoiled for me.
Yeah.
So, but it worked out. The idea got to go on, and then we were all feeling better.
Yeah. And then you'd have to go down quite a ways then, would you? You'd have to dig down.
Oh, so I guess the deepest ground was on Quartz Creek. They would go down 100 feet there.
Gee.
And but a lot of time it struck pretty good ground.
Well, if it was so far under, how did Carmax and those fellows just scoop it out of the creek? Did some of them find it that way?
Well, there probably was places.
Just places.
You see, this country's been cut so many times by water.
Mm-hmm.
Probably it was under glacier that it was done.
But some of them did find it, just lying there in the creeks, did they?
Well, the discovery, them two ladies, yeah. Indian ladies.
Were there any more that found much of it that way, do you know?
No, I think that was the only place. They were a nice place to get a drink of water.
Yeah.
And.
Did you know Bob Henderson, Mr. Kerbel?
Who?
Bob Henderson, the first man in here.
Oh, I don't think I did.
You never did meet him, eh?
Oh.
Oh. You know his grandson out here, do you? Have you ever talked with his grandson? Chester?
Very slightly.
Oh. You remember Bob Henderson being around then, eh?
No, I can't not to say anything about him. Because at that time I was out on the creeks all the time, and I didn't go around very much.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see any of these characters like Swiftwater Bill Gates or, you know, any of that bunch around here?
Oh, I've seen him, yes. But I don't know anything about him.
No, but you did know him when he was here, eh? Did you meet Jack London or Rex Beach or any of those men?
No.
You didn't, eh? Oh.
No.
And who else do you remember around here that was... Who else was around here that you remember that was quite a character?
Well... it was comical, you know. I didn't... get acquainted with these characters. I wasn't in that society.
Did you know Big Alec McDonald?
Who?
Big Alec McDonald.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
He was quite a man, wasn't
yes.
he?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But, I bought a boiler, the boiler that I used for sawn lumber from him.
Did you? Oh. He really made big money, didn't he?
Oh, yes. And they stole big money from him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. He had so many men working for him, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he paid big prices for the ground. Of course, it was always good ground.
Yeah.
He was pretty lucky. If it hadn't been for that, he could have never.
Gosh. He had claims on every creek, I guess, didn't he? He had claims just about on every creek, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, he had a claim on every creek.
Did he?
And the best. Because that's what he was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was lucky.
Did you know him in later years? Did you know him in later years after all the boom died down?
Well, I wasn't around him any,
mm-hmm.
but I heard of him prospecting, sinking that deep shaft on the ridge.
Oh.
And so... That's the poor fellow. Well, it's like a good many other miners, you know, they went too heavy at times.
Yeah.
And it set you back.
Yeah. There were so many of them, weren't there?
Yeah.
Did you know the lady, Mrs. Carbonneau, that had that big hotel down on Front Street?
Yes.
What was that hotel like? Was it really nice?
Well, I never stayed there. The Klondike Hotel was my home when I was in town.
Mm-hmm.
And... So I couldn't say anything about. I used to go in once in a while. I had a friend that was a tending bar and manager there. So I would go in and see him once in a while.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything so to talk about.
Yeah. Was it very nice, though? Lots of mirrors?
Oh, it was a nice, respectable place.
Yeah, I say. And they brought all this stuff in from outside, did they? They brought all those beautiful bars and mirrors and everything in from outside,
yeah.
Eh? Well. What do you think of Dawson now?
Well, it might be inside of 2 years. People coming in here just as fast as they did in 98 or 99.
You think so?
Huh? The stuff is here, I think.
Mm-hmm. You think machinery will get it out?
Hey?
You think machinery will get it out? You
yeah.
still think there's plenty of gold up there in the creeks yet?
Yes. Not these old creeks.
No.
Well, I've been snooping around quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
and this gold came across the road from that side.
Yeah, from the east end. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you're right.
Well, there's so much This is something I don't want you to...
For your winter meat and one thing another, did you do your own hunting, Mr. Corbeau, or your meat and things? Did you do your own hunting?
Mostly bolognas and such as that.
You did, eh? Canned? Yes.
Once in a while I go and get a box of fryers. At a new shop.
Oh, yeah. But it was mostly cold meats you used, bolognese, you say, and smoked meats, eh?
Yeah.
Oh. You didn't take time off from your mining to go hunting, then?
Eh?
You didn't take time out from mining to go hunting, eh?
No.
You didn't, eh?
No, I used to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 1 year we were allowed to kill 11 caribou, and we did.
Oh, yeah. Then you'd freeze it and hang it, eh? Oh.
Three of us went together, mm-hmm. and we brought home 33 caribou.
What would you take up there for food, like for your winter's work? What would you take into the cab up to Gold Run with you?
Flour, bacon, and pretty near everything. Mm-hmm. We lived pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You weren't here that starvation winter then. You were downriver, were you, in 97 when they had that starvation winter here?
Yes, I was fall of 97 I went downriver.
Mm-hmm. That was very bad, eh?
When I come to get my outfit, they only give me a sack of flour and a slab of bacon for a winter's outfit, my money back.
Well, they died here, didn't they, from starvation?
Hey?
The men died here, didn't they, from scurvy and...
No,
I don't think so. You don't
so.
Think so?
No. Oh. But it was pretty tight, all right.
Yeah. But a lot of them got scurvy, didn't they?
Yes. Of course, if the police hadn't been here, it would probably have been worse.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about that place out the road there they call Paris? Were you ever out there? Is it out on Dominion? A big roadhouse?
Oh, no, that was 20 miles, 18 miles from our place. We never... I saw lumber probably around there, mm-hmm. sluice lumber, but that was the boy that was, so I never went around there.
You didn't travel around very much then, Mr.
No.
Corboy. How did you travel when you had to travel?
Oh, to the horse.
Mm-hmm. There were pretty good roads around the creeks then, were there?
Hey?
Pretty good roads around the creeks?
No, you could get through the right season.
Yeah.
Winter and
middle of summer.
Yeah.
Well, how long would it take those freighters to go around on the loop trip?
Oh, the freighters use this road up Bonanza,
mm-hmm.
and that goes over the hill. Mm-hmm. And then they used to go up round Hunker.
Up over the summit, eh?
Yes. And
how long would it take them to pull up that hill?
Oh. Two and three hours.
It would, eh? How many horses, then, would they use on a freight wagon?
Of course, if you... some had six, some four, mm-hmm. some two.
Yeah. How big a load would they carry, then? Do you know, in those freight wagons?
Well... Oh, I suppose some of them 2.5 ton.
They would, eh? There must have been an awful lot of horses here, Mr. Corbel. Were there in the
There was.
Oh. Well, did they bring them down on barges, or did they come around the other way?
They came down mostly from White Horse. And,
and there were some big livery stables here, weren't there?
Yes. And in the winter time, bringing in stuff in the winter time, you see, that's the way a lot of the horses came into the country.
Oh, sure, bring them over the ice then,
wouldn't Yes.
Oh. Well, was it quite expensive to haul freight around the creeks?
Aye.
Did it cost quite a bit to get your stuff up the creeks by freighters?
Oh, at times it did. It'd be so much a pound.
Mm-hmm.
10 cents, 15 cents, just the way you dicker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then everything was so much cheaper outside, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's why it was so looked so higher. It's about the same price as it is now, but everything was so cheap outside. Well, do you think it was all worthwhile? Would you do it all over again? Would you still come to Dawson in 97?
Oh, I guess I would.
You think you would? It's a pretty good life, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, we had lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'd get together and we'd forget our troubles.
There was always somebody who could play a banjo or something for you to sing, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, there was quite a few.
Mm-hmm. So you made your own fun up the creeks, was that it? You just made your own entertainment up the creeks, did you?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What did the women do, Mr. Corbel? How did the women manage?
Cooks, you know, and wives of different miners.
And they used to get together, did
yes.
they? And,
And yes, they enjoyed it just as much as the men or more. Get together and.
Did they ever want to come into town sometimes for the big dances and things? Did they used to come down occasionally?
No. No, I never came to these dances here.
You didn't, eh? Were you ever in that Palace Grand Theater when Charlie Meadows had it?
No.
You never went in there, eh? Oh. But they had lots of entertainment here, didn't they?
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm.
Yes, this is pretty as good as outside any place.
Is that right?
Probably a little better.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 dance halls going all the time.
Wow. And the people used to dress very nicely on the streets too, didn't they?
Some of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think we've done pretty well for this session.
Yeah.